I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, regulators say data does not support a Wisconsin tribe's claims that a pipeline project will violate its water quality standards. And the federal government may soon return a traditional subsistence site in Southeast Alaska to its original tribal owners. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Federal regulators said in a hearing Tuesday that data does not support a Wisconsin tribe's claims that a pipeline project will violate its water quality standards. As Danielle Kading reports, the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa says Canadian energy firm Enbridge is underestimating impacts from its Line 5 reroute. And a disclosure, Enbridge supports this program. The federal government may soon return a traditional subsistence site connected to Douglas Island in Southeast Alaska to its original tribal owners. KTOO's Clarice Larson reports. The U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs is holding a hearing Wednesday on public health and social services for Native Americans. The hearing will examine federal programs serving Native Americans across the Department of Health and Human Services. The hearing comes as the committee's leaders, Senators Lisa Murkowski and Brian Schatz, recently sent a letter to Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., raising concerns about potential impacts on Native communities with Trump administration workforce reductions and funding cuts. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.